Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
January's here.
Hey, who shot you? In 1 hour.
102. Jams.
Six minutes after 6 o'clock, it's 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio. And in 1 hour, we will allow you to join the 3 Live Crew, the 102 Jamily, and Abel from yesterday as we go paintballing on Sunday.
Yep.
And Drankins is here. Drankins is back. You missed him yesterday, but he is the, I guess, our paintballing team captain.
Yeah. Make me that. Do make me that.
Per who?
Do make me that.
I just knighted him that.
Do make me that.
Who gave you the power to knight him that?
Hold on. I'm the first voice you hear.
Per who?
I believe I can research my paintball footage and show you a video of me live in action.
Now.
And that might convince you a little bit more, Rob.
That might sway any naysayers.
Well, I need to see the footage. And listen, until said footage appears.
Now I got to go to my Facebook archives.
All right.
Captain is up for grabs.
All right.
As far as I'm concerned.
All right. Mo.
You don't have to name
come
who
on
we
with
have.
It. Start naming.
You don't have to name
who we
have. You don't have to name who we have.
You got Marky Mark.
Shame. I know your name.
You got G's.
Oh, Shay, no name.
You got Big Mo.
Shay, know your name.
You got Roxy. You got Los. You got me. And you got Drank. Now, who do you think should be the team captain?
I could very well be the team captain.
God,
that is
done.
The point.
I'm the only one with real shooting experience.
Now, you said
the
something.
The only one.
Now, you said something. Now, do you want that responsibility?
With aim.
Do you want that responsibility?
With aim.
Oh, now, not with
the
aim.
The only
now.
One with aim.
Not with aim. My
the only sharp shooter in
stuff.
The room.
Bro, you see me.
Sharp shooter.
You see me with the BB.
In the room.
Don't worry about it, bro. I got you. You ain't even got to say nothing, bro. Listen.
It's okay.
Now, I done seen my boy with the rabbits.
I want to see the first
squirrels.
Time that paintball hit her one good time.
Ding.
I've been paintballing. I know what it feels like.
Then
I've been paintballing.
In the woods that time? Then we go?
No, I haven't been with you. We went laser tag.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been paintballing a couple times, so I know what it feels like.
So, are you saying that you would like to be in the running for team captain?
No. However.
Just for nothing. Just for nothing.
However,
just to hold another man. Just to hold
said
the man
that
down.
I don't want it to be me. That just don't mean somebody could jump out there and take it.
Who would you like to nominate for your spot?
I'm nominating
Even
Big
better.
Mo.
Hold up.
The silence.
What's up?
Girl. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. 3 Live on your radio. And yes, I know you want to play Who Shot You. We will give you a chance to play at 7:05, and you can join the Jamily out there at, I was about to say laser tag, at paintballing on this Sunday. I just deemed my boy Drankins team captain. Roxy has a problem with it, says she got the most experience, but she don't want to be the team captain.
You know what I'm saying?
She nominates Mo to be the team captain. We don't even know if Mo wants to be team captain.
Don't even know that because he will decline something. You hear me?
Real.
Decline it.
Good morning.
Yo, what up, 3 Live? It's Mac.
What's up with you, Mac?
Hey, so she doesn't want to be the team captain, but she want to hold the man back.
Want to hold the man back,
hold
though.
The man back.
Don't
hold
him
back,
to get his
bro. Yes.
Bruh, nobody was even concerned with team captain until I deemed my man team captain.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think that's fair.
Shooter. I'm the only one with the experience.
These are all facts.
I don't want it.
These
but
are all facts.
It. But I don't want it, though.
Drink, I nominate you.
Boom. Drink has been nominated from the people, too.
From the people.
Hey, the people and Dot have spoken. Drink, you are the jam
excuse
of the
me,
team.
Excuse me.
Huh?
It wasn't up for nominations.
Yeah.
So he's totally irrelevant in this. This is not a nomination for the people.
No, we're a democracy.
But I'm the president of the democracy. Uh-huh. I deem myself that.
When did you deem yourself the president of the democracy?
What is this?
Yeah.
Thinking about my grandmama, I got the number one record. They acknowledge the G. Hey, up, I feel blessed.
It's 21 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Still fell off that horse.
Shut up. Three Live on your radio.
That was not Kanye.
Hey, right, you hear that? They're trying to say it's not Kanye.
And Kim Kardashian got on her Twitter and said, nowhere can you find footage of Kanye West dressed like this or looking like this at any Sunday service. Where's the fact checking? That's what Kim Kardashian said.
It's 22 minutes
after 6. Where's your fact checking?
Man, I know what Kanye looked like. And I know how his body built and all that.
That was a wide back on that horse.
That was yay on that horse. You saying yay? That was yay on that horse. I don't care.
Ain't no telling how he'll be dressed. You saw him dressed as a 10 man.
Mm.
No telling.
Look at his clothing line.
Ain't no telling.
Fair or foul?
Mm.
The IOC, International Olympic Committee, has limited protests at the 2020 Olympics, and some people are not here for it, and some people are. Mm. Hand gestures with political meaning, they are out. Taking a knee is out. Mm. Now, the IOC, they said, listen, if you want to talk at like press conferences at the Olympic Games, you can, but anything on the podiums, anything on fields, it's out. And if you participate in said protests, you can be sanctioned. You can be fined not only by the Olympic Games, but by your sport and your national federation. They say, listen, this stuff should be separate. It is fundamental that, quote, sport is neutral and separate from political, religious, or any other type of interference. So, in other words, everybody don't want their politics mixing with their sports. The Olympic Games is not a place for it, and we don't want to see it. Mm. Now, you have a side that agrees with the Olympics. Like, listen, it's come to be too much. I don't want my politics mixing. Like, I just want to go watch a sport and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Then you have some people saying, listen, the Olympic stage is a worldwide stage to bring attention and protest, and it's always been extremely effective, extremely powerful, and extremely moving. Why would you limit something like that?
Mm.
Where do y'all stand?
I don't know. I see both sides.
Mm-hmm.
I think IOC went Black Mama, though. IOC went Black Mama. What happens in our house stays in our house. Don't be going out there telling everybody our business. They're just trying to protect the integrity or the lack thereof, depending on which side of the fence you're on, or the things that's going on here in the United States. But they're talking about across the board, like regardless of what country you're at, like no political.
Because there have been athletes from other countries that have protested as well in the games. Yeah. During my research, when all of this initially came out a few days ago, I was seeing that there was a guy from Athens who had done a protest, and there have been different ones. Maybe that didn't mean as much to us here because we weren't familiar with their situations, but it does happen.
I'm gonna jump out there and say I agree
with who IOC.
Yeah,
because the politics away from
if you look
sports
in the past at Olympics, there have been like I remember one time I think one country's team got held hostage. But this was back in the day. You understand what I'm saying? This is the Olympics. You know, people come and they travel to different countries just to see sporting events and see other countries compete against each other. So
this isn't the platform to show your political views or lack of support to your political.
If you ask me, it's bringing all the countries together. It's time to show peace and you know, everybody. You know, sport brings people together. If you ask me,
it's very interesting. It does. It definitely does. I agree with you on that. Like, it's very interesting because I can definitely see both sides. Like, I feel like I could argue both sides. Like, we let them, you know, when people are taking a knee in the NFL games, like people all walks of life, like they've been working and like all come to this football game to see this football game, not to be remembered of not to be reminded of the things that's going on.
And we all know what political issues are going on and what's happening
here
in the world. I mean, but everybody knows what's going on everywhere in their perspective countries. You know, for the Olympics, I think they're saying, let's just have just one time where we can all just come together and it just be sport and peace.
What you say, Bill Rock? What side you on? And if you're listening, you like to chime in, 336 is the area code up here, 680-1021.
I think I'm on the side of let people protest if they choose.
Mm. 26 minutes after 6. Which side you on?
Now let me down to sleep. Now let me down to
sleep. 102 Jams. Good morning.
Oh, I'd just like to say that protest is not supposed to be comfortable. Mm. It's made to make people feel uncomfortable. Mm. So that's why you do it on big stages like that. If protest was comfortable, we'd never get anywhere.
It's a valid argument.
Thank you. Have a great day.
This is a power.
They say this is a big rich town.
It is Tuesday, TV Tuesday. And at this point, I believe my girl is over, y'all.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't even think people care who shot Ghost anymore.
We don't. No. All the shenanigans.
Huh?
I'm gonna get on Twitter and write power about this.
Are you gonna act them today?
Yes. Mm. Because that is this. The last episode, I think, has got to be like the worst episode of Power
the
in the history.
Roxy,
I think it's got to be
Roxy.
I can't think of an episode that was just as bad
and pointless.
And pointless.
And introduced us to characters that did not matter at
I'm
all.
I'm so
Dang,
sick
Pa's
of
got
it.
A son.
Hey, Junior was gonna murk Ghost.
Junior was gonna murk Ghost.
Don't get it twisted.
First time getting introduced to the whole
What's
thing, and he come in ready to murk Ghost.
What's up?
Got the gun.
Gonna walk up
I'm
in the
so
party.
I'm sick of it, man.
What's up?
I'm sick of it. Y'all, I'm sick of it.
It is TV Tuesday, man. On Tuesday, you can call up and let us know what shows it is that you're watching on television. Last week, I did get the privilege to watch School Days, an amazing movie. Ended weird, though. The end of the School Days sucked.
You didn't like that?
No!
You didn't get the message?
Wake up!
You didn't get
Wake
what he was saying?
Up!
You didn't get it?
Everybody out there in their robes and
you
stuff.
Didn't get it.
After they have half-pint and done indecent liberties with Tisha Campbell. Like, that was just, man, that was the worst. Right when it went off, I'm like, what?
You just saying, wake up, man. You know, all the light-skinned, dark-skinned beefing and all that. And all right,
The colorism.
The colorism.
All right, y'all.
You missed it.
I mean, they just got to a point where it was like, all right, we got to wrap this up. What are we going to do? Hey, Lauren.
Wake up!
Come on, man.
No.
I can't even lie. You ain't my type. You ain't even know that fine.
What's happening? It's 6:41, 19 minutes away from 7 a.m.
Barty Gang has called for a Cardi B watch. They're worried about Cardi B. They are skeptical, thinking she knifed up her face, and now she's trying to hide it.
Hmm?
Now, according to Cardi B's fans, she has not been on Instagram. Well, she's posted on Instagram, but she hasn't posted any pictures of her face. She also hasn't gone live since December 24th, Christmas Eve, which is very strange of Cardi because we all know she's extremely active on her live and she's extremely active on her social media.
Mm-hmm.
They say this was their first clue that maybe something wasn't quite right. Then over the weekend, her best friend, Star Brim, who recently got out of jail, she's pregnant, about to have a baby. She had a baby shower. Cardi B shows up to the baby shower with a ski mask on, big sunglasses, almost like she's trying to hide her face. But from what you can see of her face, according to Cardi B's fans, it looks a little bit different than the Cardi that we're used to.
Hmm.
So the speculation is she's had some kind of work. Maybe it doesn't look how she thought it was going to look, or it's too drastic of a difference, and now she's trying to hide and cover herself up.
I hope she didn't do that.
I hope she didn't do it either.
God, I hope she didn't do that.
But now they're calling for Cardi Watch to see when she's going to post her face or when she's going to go live so that we can see her for ourselves.
Why do you have that silly look on your face? What?
I'm just saying. Y'all was sitting there like, I hope she didn't do it. I'm sitting over here and I'm like, yeah, I hope she did.
Why?
Yeah, just more than
she just want to get some jokes off.
Yeah, dude.
He just want to get But I was, at first, initially, when I was seeing this amongst her fans, because, you know, you got to go to some of the Cardi fan pages to see some of these conversations.
No, thank you.
Well, for research purposes, I did.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was looking at the pictures from Star's baby shower, and I was like, y'all are doing too much. Like, you can't even see enough of her face to determine if she's done something.
Yeah.
But you can kind of see that she looked different. Like, if you...
What looks different? She got a ski mask and shades on.
Like, you know, even with the ski mask, you could see, like, a person's eyes. And you could see, like, some of her lips. And she does look a bit different.
Dashie, do you drink?
I don't... Man, she looks... She looks like Kenny.
Look like she...
From... She's got this thing. She can't even really see a lot of it.
It looked like she just tried to go somewhere without being noticed. And she just... At her homie's event. I don't know, man. No, she did not do that. She did not go under the knife on her face. Please.
As they say in the bayou, laissez le bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll. LSU sits on the throne of college football as they knock out the defending champs.
How far in the game did you get, B-Rock?
About mid-third quarter.
Mid-third? It's impressive.
Because Clemson looked like they was about to make it a game.
But they was about to try to do something.
Yes.
Yeah, when it came out in the second half.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then LSU comes right down.
Yeah.
They would have made it a game. They hadn't made that bad call on Higgins. They call offensive pass interference. But the defense, the defensive player touched him first, though. It should have been just a no call.
The refs kept them flags in them pockets a lot last night, though. They was letting them fight.
Oh, in the beginning of the game, boy, I was like, wow, ref.
They was letting them fight.
They was letting it ride.
What channel were y'all watching it on? Just the main channel?
Just the regular channel.
Yeah.
You
didn't flip back and forth at all?
No, you know, I don't like all them shenanigans.
Yeah.
With them different views and stuff.
Yeah. It was dope, man. I went to the split screen, of course, so they'll show you that both teams were the Tigers, but Clemson sideline and LSU sideline and different fan reactions. Then I would go up there to the coaches where the coaches would sit. Coaches be sitting there calling it before it even happens, man. Gotta look as a man. If I was him, I'd go up top one-on-one. Oh, he's gonna do it. Oh, that's another touchdown. Oh, it's big. Oh, sorry. Rewind it. And it's like, you're like, dang. Like, coaches really be
they
knowing their stuff, man. They be seeing it, man. Coaches
see by
be
the way
knowing
they lined
their
up.
Stuff,
see
dog.
By the way people lined up.
But yes, LSU was victorious last night. Tigers on Tigers violence. LSU won it in New Orleans last night by the score of 42-25 over the Clemson Tigers.
Another one.
What, Big Rock?
Everybody I've been rooting for lately been going down.
Mm. Not your Duke Blue Devils, Big Rock.
Not them. Not them.
Why don't you root for my Tar Heels?
No.
We could use it, Rock.
I want to be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his wedges like he came from me.
Y'all, another one bites the dust. Yesterday, Cory Booker announced he is suspending his campaign for the 2020 presidential bid. He's out. Of course, Donald Trump, he could not help himself, had to jump on Twitter to troll. He tweeted, really big breaking news. Kidding. Booker, who has zero polling territory, just dropped out of the Democratic presidential primary race. Now I can rest easy tonight. I was so concerned I would have to someday go head-to-head with him.
Mm. And then pulled up to the national championship.
Mm-hmm. And got a standing ovation.
5 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock, y'all. 10 minutes away from playing. Who shot you? What you think about that one on 102 Jams? It's called Options. It's fabulous. Gucci Mane. 2 Chainz. And that's PNB Rock singing like a fool, too. If you would like to go paintballing with the 3 Live crew and the 102 Jamly, hit us up, man. It's time for you to play Who Shot You?
All the hottest jams you heard on 102 is brought to you by Rizzy Law Group.
Today, America runs on Dunkin'.
January's here.
And who's trying to go paintballing with us this Sunday?
102 Jams.
It's time to play.
Who shot you?
And are you trying to go with the 102 Jamily 2 paintballing this Sunday?
Yes, I've never been, and I'm trying to get cute with the ball. Yes.
Okay, what's your name and where you calling
from? She said
she's
trying to get cute.
Rose, like a flower.
Okay, from Greensboro. And you say you're trying to get cute with paintballs?
Yes, still I'm a trying rose. To get cute for paintball.
She said she's trying to get cute for paintballing, Rock.
Okay.
Baby
no,
girl.
You don't get cute for paintball.
You are a flower.
Yeah, I'm a queen while I'm shooting.
He can take you
out.
And mistake you.
She said
you.
What? Wait, shut up. What are you saying?
She said she's going to be a queen while she out there shooting them, bro.
Yo, she's going to get destroyed.
Hey. Bam,
paintballing. Look, paintballing is not a time to be trying to
Roxy,
be cute.
I'm here for it.
You're going to get.
Roxy, let it happen.
All right. She got this.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to warn her.
No,
the game
don't
is simple, Rose. The game is simple. You got shot by somebody. We're going to tell you their government name. If you can tell us their celebrity name, you will get the second pair of passes to go with us paintballing on Sunday.
Okay, the celebrity.
Ooh, I hope you win.
Who should get shot by, Rock?
Do I get a clue at all, or
do
I gotta guess it?
That is the clue, his name.
Yeah, no clues. Who shot you?
Who shot me?
She doesn't know.
Give me a guess.
Would it be...
Too long.
Yeah, I feel like
black.
It's...
Let me see.
I feel like it's...
Black. Who's the black guy? What? What did she say? Like,
I don't know.
It's still a rose.
Sorry.
Cheating girl, you are a flower.
Call up, man, if you would like to guess who shot you and join us at paintballing on Sunday.
I done seen it all.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, 14 minutes after 7 o'clock, and all we're trying to get you to tell us is...
Who shot you?
If you can do that, you go shoot somebody with some paintballs with us this Sunday. It's very simple. We give you the government name, you tell us their celebrity name, and you're gone.
Period.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess I was calling for the who shot you thing.
Who is this and where you calling from?
Nikki, I'm from Winston.
Nikki from Winston. All right. All you got to do is let us know who shot you, and you will get the second pair of passes to go paintballing.
Biggie Smalls.
I'm about to tell you. Yeah.
You've actually
been shot by.
Yes.
You said.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay.
She said, okay.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah, that was it. Maybe we should give him a clue on this one, Big Rock.
Okay. So now?
No, not now. Not now.
Give it now.
No, don't give it now.
I must spare everything but these.
If for some reason you aren't lucky enough to get through today to play, you will get a chance in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow.
Yep.
So be ready. We're filling up slots all week long to have some fun with us this Sunday. Good morning.
I'm trying to figure out who shot me.
What's your name? Where you calling from?
Sheena, calling from
Salisbury.
Okay.
Okay, Sheena. We're going to give you the government name of this person, and you let us know who shot you. You give us their celebrity name, all right?
All right.
Navadius Wilburn.
Who shot you?
Future.
Yeah.
Out of here. Out of here.
With ease.
Girl, didn't even need the clue right there. Hey, Sheena, you get to bring a homie with you this Sunday, and you can get down with us when we go paintballing as a 102 Jamily, all right?
Hey.
That's what's up. Have you ever been paintballing before?
I have not.
All right, well, you come through, man. It starts at 12 o'clock. We're going to need you to be there around 11:30 so you can get your rules, get your glasses and your artillery,
mm-hmm.
and get you a little run-through of how it all goes down, and then we're getting it popping tonight. All right. We're doing it at, PBC Paintball Park. You ever been there drinking some on Burlington Road in Gibsonville?
Yeah, I've been there.
You been to that one?
Yeah.
No doubt.
Many bruises coming your way.
Mm. And you won that because you know who shot you this morning, and who shot you was Navadius Wilburn, who is who?
Who shot you?
Future.
Don't miss your opportunity to play Who Shot You tomorrow, 8 o'clock hour, because Sheena already won the tickets for today. So we got Sheena on deck, we got Abel on deck. Got the 3 Live Crew, 102 Jamily, with our team captain, Drank.
Yeah.
That hasn't been confirmed.
We need two captains to split up between, like, the listeners and the Jamily. You could be the captain of the...
I told you, I'm not captain.
Oh, Big Mo.
Yeah.
Capping out of the listeners.
Yeah.
Big target.
Truth be told, I pull up on you, try me getting. Truth be told, straight up out the trenches, all designer on me.
Truth be told, I pull up. Hey, no cap, when I'm in the gym, I rock this one time now. Just to get you through a little push, go through a little workout.
Truth be told?
Yes, sir. Truth be told, I'm the realest you ever seen. I'm looking in the mirror like that. Truth be told, yeah, yeah. Confirmation,
nah,
affirmation.
A little bit too slow for me in the gym.
Oh, you got to be super pumped up.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. It's 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with. No matter what you listen to when you're in the gym, just get to the gym.
But it's going
to
have me in there looking at
butts. Did you change the thermostat again?
Enough about the thermostat. There's got to be other ways we can.
It's 7:38. 22 minutes and it will be 8 a.m. And you're listening to the 3 Live Crew right here on 102 Jams.
The Ravens lost to the Titans 28-12. And Drake is being blamed by Ravens fans.
I saw people saying that. What did he do?
Now, you know the Drake curse is a real thing.
Yeah.
People say whenever Drake jumps on your team's bandwagon, it is over.
It's over for you.
Now, yeah. You have Drake fans coming up like, wait a minute, but the Toronto Raptors, they won the NBA championship last season.
Good point.
And people like, no, that wasn't a bandwagon. He wasn't jumping on a bandwagon. Like, he's really a fan of the Raptors, so that don't count. We talking about when he jump on the bandwagon. And Drake sort of jumped on the bandwagon, but I'm going to leave it up to y'all and see if y'all think he really jumped on the bandwagon like that where the curse could take the Ravens down.
Let me hear.
Now, what Drake did was on Lamar Jackson's birthday, he posted a birthday message on his Instagram story for Lamar Jackson. Mm. And then Lamar Jackson was asked, like, what's your relationship with Drake? He's like, yeah, you know, I talk to Drake very often. You know, he's been reaching out to me this season, you know, kind of keeping me encouraged. And Ravens fans said that is what took their team down. Mm. The Drake curse.
Did he talk to Drake before the last game?
I'm sorry?
I said, I'm wondering if he talked to Drake before the game. Now, that's going to really tell it. If he talked to Drake before that game that day.
Like, right before the game?
Like, not right before, but, like, just, you know, that morning or whatever, you know, Drake. They talk. Yeah, man, you know, go out there, have a good game today.
That know? I do not know. Can't
not
answer
fair,
that
though.
Question.
Rob, you said that he's been talking to him all season long.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been the most historic career that a quarterback has ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So, clearly, he was not jinxing him all year. So, how does he get to this one game?
But when they're saying when he made it public, when he got on the social media and when he started giving them shout outs via his social media, that is when the curse set in.
Yeah, because the universe didn't know. But then as soon as the universe said, wait a minute, is Drake talking to Lamar?
God, dog.
Ravens fans, hot at Drake.
Hot at him.
Hot.
For real, too.
Yes.
One post lose, no Tennessee. Ain't a Tennessee fan in the world except for that one dude to
that
call
one
up here every morning
up.
Screaming Titans up. That guy. 19 minutes and it'll be 8 o'clock, y'all.
Yep.
I have a PSA that was sent in the form of a text message from an angry mom. Are you interested?
Yeah, I am.
Says, I was about to call the station, but I'm not going to do it because I'll probably curse. But will you please make a public service announcement for all the dumbass parents that don't know any better? When your child is sick, keep them the blank at home. If they got a fever, keep them the blank at home. If they threw up last night, keep them the blank at home. And if you think they may have diarrhea, keep them the blank at home. They are contagious. Thanks. That's all. Signed, Mad Mom.
Yeah.
Mad about it.
Upset about that.
Don't get me started.
Don't get you started, Rob.
Because, you know, the last time we talked about this, then you had to pay. Well, everybody doesn't have child care.
Yeah. So you just send your sick
kid. And I couldn't get off of work.
Dang, what is that person supposed to do though, Big Rock?
What do you mean?
If they can't get off from work, they don't have anybody to keep the kids. It's a single parent, single mom, single dad. He has to go to work. He's got this one kid. What is he supposed to do with the sick kid?
You don't have a friend. There's no one.
Nope.
There is literally no one.
They moved here from Chicago.
I've never met anybody with no one.
She don't have anybody, just them two. Him and his son. Her and her daughter.
She gotta stay
then
at
you
home.
Contact
she
the office.
She can't take those days
you
off.
You contact the office, and the office will give you resources.
She can't take it.
Such is life.
Everybody ain't just got hours they can just say, I
just
gotta
told
stay home.
You call the office at the school, they'll give you resources.
What kind of resources?
They have all kind of resources they can give you.
What do you mean resources?
To help you, like places you can possibly take the kid and all of that. They got that stuff.
Really?
Yes.
I think you're making that up.
I'm not making that up. They don't want your kid at school sick.
Yeah, nobody wants that now.
Infecting other kids.
Mm. Y'all just sound pretty heartless.
I mean, I've been there.
Yeah. You always had somebody else that could help with the kid, John.
But I've been there where I had to stay at the house too, though. Yeah. You know, it ain't always worked out.
Minutes away from 8 o'clock, 24 hours away from hooking you up with the next pair of passes to come paintballing with us. At 8:05, we got your ratchet report.
It doesn't happen often, but the Beehive is sick of Beyonce, mad at her. Mm. I mean, fuming hot mad.
Why?
If you don't know, Beyonce, she's dropping a line with Adidas, her Ivy Park line. It's Ivy Park and Adidas collaboration. It's dropping on the 18th. And she's been teasing little stuff on her Instagram, but we don't know how much it's going to cost. We're just assuming, though, that it's going to cost a pretty penny. Mm. Like, Ivy Park stuff went cheap. Yeah. I don't have anything Ivy Park. I just can't bring myself to buy it.
Ivy Park
it's too expensive.
It's an adult line or a children line?
It's an adult line. It's like an athletic wear line.
Oh, okay.
But she's teamed up with Adidas, and this line looks like it's jumping.
Yeah.
Like, I really like a lot of the pieces that I've seen.
Yeah.
But I'm afraid to see the prices, you guys. Afraid.
The Blue Ivy Park, that's the name of it?
Ivy Park.
Ivy Park. What are some of the prices on that? Like some tights?
I'd have to look it up. It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while since. I'll pull it up.
See, because your expensive ain't the average expensive, right?
All right.
Like, your expensive just ain't the average expensive. Like, seriously. Like, you think $200 on some shoes is OD.
Well, it is OD.
See?
I can't do that.
And to a lot of people, that's the norm, babe.
I'm on right now.
Especially when your son, big head self, start wearing adult sizes, and now you got to go.
But that's not what I was talking about right here.
Sorry,
though.
I'm sorry.
All right, the Beehive is bad because Beyonce has been sending closets with the full collection to mm-hmm. celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And the Hive is mad about it.
Why?
Like, Laverne Cox got mm-hmm. one. Quincy Brown got one. Issa Rae got one. Cardi B, just to name a few. That's just to name a few. And they're like, look, Beyonce, what you could have done is instead of sending the line to celebrities that can already afford it, they can go buy your line. Why didn't you send it to your fans? Why didn't you send us some of the Ivy Park and Adidas collection? We would have promoted just like they would have. They don't appreciate it. They don't love it like us. And I mean, y'all, that is their stance, and they are strong on it.
Really? They're strong and wrong. They are strong, wrong with it. What? That didn't even make sense what y'all are saying. Okay, because she knows that if she gives it to all the celebrities and y'all see all the celebrities in it, guess what you're
going
to do?
Oh, hell no.
You're going to buy them.
Yeah. Now, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just pulled up these, y'all, these biker shorts right here. $90!
See, that ain't nothing.
$90 for biker shorts?
Gosh.
Roxy.
Y'all, these
please.
Little joggers.
Not Roxy.
$56.
Not drink.
Yeah.
I can't.
The joggers are 56?
Not drink.
Yes.
That's about normal.
Not drink.
And then they holiday.
Hey, hold up. You ain't going to hear no complaints from men on that because they drag us like that.
Bruh.
With Nike joggers and stuff.
What?
$50.
Easy.
And then buy the jacket too. Hit you with 60 for the jacket.
Easy.
A little bit more than the joggers.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, spread it around.
So
spread
right that price. Forever 21.
Oh, my God. Here she go back to Forever 21, child.
Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
January's here.
Hey, my man said on his IG, this the number one song on urban radio.
102 Jams.
I woke up a couple million more.
Osama bin.
It's 6 minutes after 8 o'clock. Hey, in 24 hours, you will get to play Who Shot You for your chance to go paintballing with a Sunday.
One of the greats I look up to, Cap'n, man.
Mm.
Car,
I can't believe he capping. They gotta do this.
My boy on capping now, Rob.
Remember how much he used to hate the word capping?
Hated it.
It was about 6 months ago.
It was.
I say it to get a rise out of you, too.
Yeah.
Bruce, y'all. Mm. You know, rappers to put him in songs. Too Short put him in song. Mm-hmm. Then Yin Yang Twins said, like Short said, let Bruce hit it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Short said, let Bruce hit it. Yeah.
Now, can y'all recall any other people that have put him in songs?
No, not particularly.
No, right?
No.
Not right? Off the top of my head.
Not according to Bruce, because this is what he said.
Let me clear something up. 1994, I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and I was in a club called Club Carousel, and I had to open up for Biggie Small. And Biggie had never saw me. He heard of me, but he had never saw me. And he came in, I was really clowning on stage, and he started laughing and could not stop. And he told me, so I'm going to put you in my album. And I thought he was kidding. And he put me in a song called Hypnotize. Mm-hmm. And people really never paid any attention. But the verse goes, Bruce, who do something to us, talk goes through us.
I did not
Girls
know
do
that.
Girls do us, want to screw us, who? Me, Poppy, and Puff.
Hey.
Where did it say Bruce to us?
Hey. And this is what it... Papa been smooth since the days of Under Rules. Never lose. Never choose to. Bruce Cruz, who?
Oh, I thought
do
Bruce
something to
cool.
us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Bruce say, he say, Bruce who?
No.
Do something to us. Talk. Go through us.
No, Bruce.
Girls walk to us. Want to do us. Girls, who us? Yeah,
no,
Papa and Puff.
No, Bruce.
He said Bruce who?
No, no.
Cause I thought he said Bruce Cruz who?
Yeah, it's Bruce who's crew. Do something to us.
It's Bruce Cruz who?
Bruce Cruz who? Okay,
do
okay,
something
yeah,
to
yeah.
us. You understand what I'm saying? Because it all makes sense.
Yeah, Bruce Cruz who?
But no, not Bruce. Bruce who? Do something to us.
Nah. What? That don't even make sense, Bruce.
That's what Bruce said.
Bruce wrong.
Huh? Now I need for Puff to come up. Puff?
Oh, now you call
him. Big ain't here.
Now you call
him. So now Big ain't here.
Now you call
him. So now Diddy and somebody, Lil' Kim, somebody.
I would like to hear from Lil' C, so Junior Mouse, because they were probably in
there. Okay, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
As I get home, girl.
All night long, Big Rock.
Shut
that long
up.
He say he gonna beat it. Huh.
Hmm.
12 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Who was that on there, Captain? Trey Songz?
Hey, Trey said
been
all night long.
Been locked down for a while now.
Put it, what's all night long? How long do you have to go 11, to say all night long?
11:58 to 12:02.
I'm gonna bust it down for you.
That's all night.
Boy, I know. Bye.
That's to the next day right
now.
No,
all night long mean, you know, a good 30, 45 bout in. Mm. Sleep for about an hour. God, wake back up. Wow. Another 15 to 20 in.
Another one?
Knock out for another, like, you know, hour or two. Bam, back up. God, pow, pow, pow.
Wait a minute.
Another 15, 30.
For another 15 to 30.
Oh, I'm talking about just sleeping and waking up. Sleeping and waking up. Sleeping and waking up all night long.
How old are y'all?
What?
How old are you when you're doing that right there now?
You couldn't get that in one night? You couldn't?
I think I passed that. I think I maxed out on that.
You done maxed out on that?
I think I done maxed out on
Locked
that.
Locked down for a while now? Be it all night long?
I think I done maxed out on that, Drake.
Come on, man.
That's the definition of all night long.
How many times are you going and sleeping and waking up? How many cycles of that?
Oh, you probably at least get about 3 or 4 cycles. At least 4.
At least 4.
At least 4.
To say all night long.
A good, yeah, good 4 bouts,
okay.
I would say.
A good 4 20 to 30 minute bouts, you say.
That boy said 30, 40 off the rip.
Yeah,
bro.
He did.
That's the first one.
A 30 to 40 when to kick it off.
Yeah.
Then go
the
to
30
sleep.
30 to 45 off the rip.
How long are the naps in between?
About a good hour. No long. I mean, they're at least an hour. They're at least an hour.
And then you wake up out of that,
you
hour
know,
of sleep to go
no,
for
no,
another
no.
15,
yeah,
30.
Yeah. Why, when you get into that good hour, you got done, beat on, had a little cheek or something brush up against you. Like, oh, shoot. I'm in here with you.
I'm in here with you.
Then you wake up.
I'm right here.
I'm right here.
Here I go.
Get you a nut then. All
right.
Get you a little drink of Kool-Aid after that second one because you know you're parched. You need some.
Huh? Yeah, I think I done missed all that.
Come on, man.
Everything designer that's on me.
Everything designer that's on me.
Everything designer that's on me.
Everything designer that's on me. Talk to him, Chris. 17 minutes after 8. What's up? Talk to
you
him,
just
Chris.
Pulling out lines today?
I'm liking them. I'm liking some of the lines that the boys is dropping today. It is Tuesday morning, TV Tuesday. You can't call up and let us know things you're watching on television. Nobody else needs to tell us about the show. You, we get it. It's a great series. You've watched season two. Whoop doo doo.
Ooh, update on The Circle. They caught a catfish, y'all. Finally.
What's The Circle?
They finally got. I told y'all
I forgot what it was about. Could you please refresh my memory? The Circle was about. Frank, what was The Circle about?
It's a reality show where everybody's trying to figure out who everybody is, and they're describing themselves on the internet, but some are telling the truth and some are catfishing.
Mm-hmm.
And what she's saying is they finally found one on there who was catfishing and playing like they somebody else.
I mean, I didn't really like your breakdown, but it'll do. But they finally found
a catfish. In my man's mind, that's what it was.
Yeah.
They finally found a catfish. It is getting good. Netflix is going to drop the last three episodes, I think, Wednesday.
This is on Netflix.
Yes.
How many episodes
has
it been?
Eight
episodes in.
I might be lying about that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I didn't mean to just jump out there with a number.
God, you just threw a number, too. Eight, maybe? It's like four episodes.
Because I feel like it might be eight.
You don't know how many you've watched?
I think eight.
Mm-hmm. The Circle. That's
right. Yeah, it's really good. Really good.
Right.
Well, when do y'all watch it, please? So I can have somebody to talk about it with.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it, Rob.
At least I didn't lie to you.
I know, right?
Yeah, man, see, I've been.
.102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. What you watching on TV? It's TV Tuesday.
Change is strong, and you can experience it at Gold's Gym.
22 minutes away from 9 a.m., and you know who will be here. DJ LIL, VEGAS, baby.
We all knew that Jada Pinkett Smith and Tupac had a very close relationship. Mm-hmm. Grew up together, close friends. What I didn't know and what I had never considered was the dynamic between Tupac and Will Smith.
Then I was just going to say right there in Winston. You know, they went to the School of the Arts.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know Jada did.
Dang.
And then they went to School of the Arts, and I think in Baltimore or something together. But mm-hmm. Jada, I think, I'm almost confident.
I did not
Jada
know
went
that.
To School of the Arts.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Learning something new every day.
Every day.
But as I was saying, I had never considered the dynamic between Tupac and Will Smith, and how Will Smith may have felt some type of way about the relationship she had with Tupac.
Oh my God, that dude! That was in the early days.
Yeah,
that was in the early days, and it was like that was a big regret for me too, because I could never open up to interact with Pac,
mm-hmm.
you know, and because we had a little bit of a thing, right? Because they grew up together, and you know they loved each other, but they never had that, you know, they never had a sexual relationship. But they had come into that age where now that was a possibility, and then Jada was with me, you know, so you know Pac had a little thing on that, but she just loved him like he was the image of perfection, but she was with the Fresh Prince, you know. So it was like I never could, like, even we were in a room together a couple times. I couldn't speak to him, you know, and, you know, he wasn't going to speak to me if I wasn't going to speak to him. But,
really? It seemed like y'all would have so much in common.
No, that's what Jada would say all the time. She was like, I'm telling you, y'all are so similar. You will love him. And I just never, you know, that was a huge regret of mine. I just didn't. I couldn't handle it. You know, I was the soft rapper from Philly, right. And he was Pac.
That right there, that transparency right there was everything.
Yeah.
Like, as I saw in the comments, somebody had said, I didn't even know that I was inquisitive about this until that question was asked.
I never thought about it.
But why? It makes so much sense of a question. Why has it never been asked?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Of course there would have been some tension between Will Smith and Tupac. Will Smith was a freaking cartoon character compared to Tupac.
When did Tupac die?
96. September 96.
And he got with Jada.
But see, he got with Jada like, what, 95, 4, somewhere in there, I'm guessing, thinking-ish. But Pac, and Jada, like, again, they went to school together. Like, they were just always.
But I was thinking about me. And the only reason why I never really thought about nothing like that, because I was like, I always thought that Tupac was, like, way before Will.
But still, like, Jada always put out how much she loved Pac. Like, that was no secret. She was in Pac's book or something, I believe, wasn't she? Where she wrote him a letter or something? I think in Pac's book, the rose that grew from concrete, sure. I believe, I think she wrote a passage in there, a letter in there that she wrote to Pac. Like, she loved Pac. It's very strange. Well, not strange, but very. That was a great question, a great answer from Will Smith. I can't wait to see Bad Boys.
I ain't gonna say too much. When a nigga speaking on that high.
Okay. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew rocking with you on this Tuesday morning. Good morning.
I just had a question. I know last week, I think Roxy had talked about the Biggie and Faith Evans thing on Lifetime. I forgot to watch it. I just wanted to know if she had watched it and what was her input on it.
No, I didn't watch it. But I was seeing some comments on Twitter about it. They say people were saying it was messy.
Really?
Yeah, but Faith, when I talked about it last week, Faith Evans had come out saying she didn't support it. Yeah, and she didn't really want people to watch it. So I really wasn't checking for it like that, but I did see people talking about it.
Okay, I'm going to have to see if it's on demand because I said I was going to watch it, but I had forgot. And I think they have some other stories coming on too for like Lisa... Lestie Lopez and
hurt
the guy that she was with too.
Yeah, I do want to see that one. Yeah, I want to see that one.
Okay, well, that was my only question. I was just wondering what was her input on it.
No doubt. I'm interested in the Left Eye and Andre Rison because they were super toxic. Nine minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock, y'all. 3 Live Crew on your radio. Big shout out to Sheena. She guessed who shot you this morning, and she will be with us on Sunday playing paintball, shooting paintball. Did you say playing paintball, Drank? Is that what you say? We're going to be playing paintball? It's not really what you say, is it?
I don't.
Yeah. Thanks.
You don't need nobody else. I want to hold on.
Child, it is getting messy between Swizz Beatz, his baby mama, and Alicia Keys.
I've been seeing that.
Now, a few weeks ago, the baby mama, she gets on her Instagram and she starts talking junk about Alicia Keys and her stepmama duties. She doesn't like the way Alicia Keys is handling their daughter. Alicia Keys doesn't respond.
Yeah.
Swizzy gets on Instagram and him and his mama start going at the baby mama.
Yeah.
So now the baby mama has gotten back on Instagram. She wrote a very lengthy post talking about she's getting violent threats from not only Alicia Keys fans but also Swizz Beatz. She's in fear for her life, her daughter's life, and their safety, and she's just reaching out for help to anybody that will listen. It is just strange.
No help at all. Nobody told you to get on the internet and put your business out there like that. So then guess what? No one knows you, but everybody knows Swizz and Alicia, and they got fans. So nobody told you to jump out there and put your business on the internet.
The screenshots that she put up of the conversation, was that between her and Swizz?
I'm assuming.
Who is that with that poor grammar? Which one was
that? Which one had the bad grammar?
Oh my God. Take out that Justin Bieber yummy. Read that.
Thursday, 816 South Elm Street in Greensboro.
January's here.
And that's just 2 days away. I got your tickets during this mix.
102 Jam.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew on your radio, and this mix is being sponsored by Dirty 30 going down on Thursday nights at Club Silo. It's a game night from like 9 to 11. They got drink specials out there. Just something for you to do on the adult side of things, man. And after the game night, they got the DJ in there rocking. They turn into a party till 2 a.m. If you're interested, make sure you check that out on Thursday nights at Silo. This Sunday, we are going paintballing, though. And we gave away 2 pair of passes.
Mm-hmm.
We hooked up Abel yesterday, and today we hooked up Sheena. It's very simple. Yesterday, we said, who is Jonathan Kirk? He was like, oh, that's the baby. He was gone.
Yep.
Today, we said, who is Navadius Wilburn? She said, oh, that's Future. She was gone.
Out of there.
Tomorrow, we'll do the same thing, man. Who shot you? We'll give you their government name. You tell us their celebrity name. And you get
Sean Combs.
Phone. Oh, who is Diddy?
Okay.
Yeah, who is Diddy? Oh, okay. I'm nice at this game now.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me another one.
Sean Carter.
Oh, you know that's Jigga 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 Jay-Z. What about Beyonce Knowles?
All right.
What about Sean Pinkelstein?
All right.
Okay, you got me. That ain't one.
You
know.
Is it easy? You only got 34 more minutes with the 3 Live crew on this Tuesday morning. It's 102 Jams. Is it easy? Let me go on here on my Twitter and see what's trending right now. Is it easy? Trending topics Tuesday. Let me see. Let's see here. Anything good going on? Man, they still mad at Vince Vaughn, Rock.
I'm not understanding. I need somebody to update me on this.
They still mad at Vince Vaughn.
Did Vince Vaughn, like, at one point go hard on Trump or something?
Now they pulling up his old movies. Wedding Crash is trending, too. Yeah. Drake, today is National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
All right. I'll give my man
it's
a bath.
Time to wash your lucky T-shirt.
Boy, that every time that Cardi B talk about running for Congress, they fill her DMs and mentions up with just all types of girl if you don't sit your ass down somewhere comments.
Why does she keep doing it?
I don't know. I don't know. It's 9:35, y'all, 25 minutes away from 10 a.m. Earlier this morning, about an hour ago, we were playing this song right here, this YFN Lucci and Trey Songz. And, you know, Trey be talking that big talk in this.
Yeah, he do, child. Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be giving it to her all night long. So we were just picking up them lyrics, and your boy Drake just thought, we were asking the question is, well, Roxy asked, what does all night long mean?
Yeah. How long you got to go for it to be considered all night?
And Drake just jumped out there with start off at 45, take your nap for about an hour, and wake up, go for another 30 to 40.
Go take back another, nap
and wake back up and go in for another 15 to 30.
Uh-huh. That's right. What? The bouts decrease as the night go on. You know, the first going to be about 30 to 45.
Yeah.
Get you like 45 to an hour in. You wake up. That's going to be like, you know, 15 to 30.
Yeah.
Up in there. And then, you know, sleep for a little bit longer. You wake up again. That's going to be about a good 20. 10 to 20.
Out of the sleep, wake up
by
to the 20.
By the time the sun coming up and you wake up, it's going to be them quick 5 minutes. Quick 5 minutes.
You still going?
But this is after going all night.
All
though.
Night. This is the definition.
You getting sleep in between, though.
What you want to say about that, my guy?
Good morning.
What's up?
Not much. That time frame he on, that's for the old folks.
That's for the old folks?
That's for the old folks.
Good
then
God.
You get you like 2 or 3 hours in, get you like 30, 45 minutes nap in, get up, go for another 3-4 hours, you know. Play around for another.
No.
Wait.
He's capping.
Wait
right
a minute.
There.
Cap.
Back in there.
Ain't nobody doing nothing for no 4 hours.
Wait,
what are you doing for 4 hours?
Sir, so there's a woman out there.
I'm saying you can do it in 4 hours.
No, there's a woman out there that can say, y'all got it in for 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of them in there.
He's lying.
Tell her to call her. What's your name?
Yeah.
Calling Supreme.
Not Supreme?
Supreme.
All right, you get somebody to call up and be like, yes, this is Tasha, and I'm calling to vouch for Supreme.
Yeah.
And we done did it for 4 hours.
I put some feelings out there for you.
Huh?
I put some feelings out there for you.
Yeah,
have them call us.
Have a call up here.
Matter of fact, we're going to put you on hold, and you call her on three-way.
Yeah.
We're going to put you on hold. You call her on three-way right now.
Yeah.
And she got to confirm y'all went for 4 hours.
4 hours.
Penetration, 4 hours.
Gosh.
No, that ain't not drink. Now ain't nobody doing that.
But what he means for 3 to 4 hours, just a kissing and
all of that.
I mean, anybody can say, oh, y'all sitting there kissing for 2 hours and that ain't doing nothing. You might as well take a nap.
Yeah.
That was true. I'm in the phone book.
Huh?
I'm in my phone book right now.
I'm
going
in his phone book.
In his phone book. Hold on. Talking about what I say for the old folks, but he using terms like phone book.
He did.
God, my boy
but
did say
move
using
on,
the phone
though.
Book.
Move okay. on. Put him on
I'm
hold.
Put you on hold. We'll be
we
right
back
to
Supreme.
You. Supreme ain't got nothing wrong.
What?
Good morning.
Yeah, man. I want to ask Drain, where do these people work at that's doing all night long?
Hey.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro, hey. I didn't say that was like, hey, bro, I didn't say that with weekdays.
Yeah, that's vacation.
I didn't say that with vacation. No, that can't be a Saturday night, Friday night.
God done.
Bro, you got the ultimate stamina out here, bro.
Ultimate stamina. We need to sell that.
Bro, y'all need to get on that alkaline water, bro. The alkaline.
The way Gwyneth Paltrow selling that vagina scented candle.
Yeah.
Draining the stamina, man. You didn't put that in a bottle, bro.
I'm about to put my libido in a bottle.
Yeah, like a little Visine drop.
Drink libido.
Hey, Rock, drink. My man done hung up.
Supreme hung up.
Oh, yeah, Supreme hung up. Did.
I knew he was fake.
I done seen it all. I finish. I'm from Charlotte. You know I do, baby.
Drink from Charlotte. You know how them niggas do. Tell them, Drizzle.
That's how we do. You better take 45. Your bicycle in the house at night.
Huh?
On the Ford. Don't you leave that bike sitting out there in that yard.
You know what's going to happen with that.
Huh?
19 minutes and it will be 10 a.m. But when I stayed off Terrell Street over there on Randleman Road, boy, my bike was in the house. I didn't stop that boy from coming up in there taking it.
Somebody came in the house and took it?
Who came in your house and took your bike?
Somebody broke into the house and stole the bike.
Oh, okay. Dang. Broke in.
Yeah, broke into the house and stole the bike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying like it was somebody you knew and they just came in like that.
Oh, no, I ain't know.
Oh, dang.
Just broke into the house. Got up out of there with the bike.
That's a shame.
If you left that bike outside all night and it was still there in the morning, do you know what that bike looked like?
What?
Oh, nothing. Nobody wanted.
Clearly.
I'm talking about frame don't match the handlebars.
All right. 9:42, 18 minutes, y'all. It'll be 10 o'clock. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to comment on that all night long thing.
Okay.
Well, first, I want to say that dude that just called, he lying. I don't even know him, but he lying.
Fang, yeah.
Exactly. Songs, he lying, too. I don't care how many songs and how good he sang. He not going all night long.
Wait.
Both of them going to be cramped up, hurting.
What's your definition of all night long?
All night long is kind of like whoever described it. You know, you start off, you get it in for about an hour or two, you know, take a break, you know, in and out all night.
There we go. Look at my girl.
So wait a minute. Ma'am. Yeah. So you've gone 2 hours?
I wouldn't say probably, I'd say about an hour and a half, but I'd give it 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got right in 2 hours, you need to get off me.
If you ain't got right in 30 minutes, we need to get off this.
No, because, you know, it ain't so much as about the...
Am I tripping wrong?
No.
You know, the feeling while you're going feel good. So long as it feel good, I'm damn with it. But, you know, after so long and you ain't got right and you ain't felt just as good as me, it's a problem somewhere. So, therefore, it's not going to be all night long.
Man... Ooh, well, y'all got some stamina in these streets. Yeah. Earmuffs. 11 minutes until 10 o'clock, and this free for all final hour has turned into adult radio.
That's right.
All because of Trey Songz.
That's right.
Trey Songz started it.
Hey.
So it's adult radio?
It's adult radio.
And she grabbed.
All right.
Adult radio here. Trey Songz has kicked it off with the song All Night Long. And now we're just asking, what is the definition of all night long? We've got a spectrum from, you know, drinking sand, go for about 30, 45, and then taking hour naps in between intervals. And then those 30, 45-minute sessions decrease to about 5-minute sessions when the sun come up.
But it's an all-night cycle, though.
But it's an all-night cycle,
just
though.
Doing it.
Huh?
Napping. Waking up.
And doing it.
That's what it is. Napping. Doing it and napping. Back up like ain't no wiping off.
I ain't got time.
Supreme called in. Vegas, don't laugh at the wiping off.
Ain't no wiping off, Vegas.
Supreme called up and said, hey, I go 4 hours at a time with it.
Supreme lied.
We put him on hold so he can get somebody on three-way to confirm this. It's no longer than we could get back to the other line.
Boy.
That boy Supreme hung up on us.
Because he called one female and the cussing out he got.
Boy, if you don't bother me, come calling me on my job.
Got one last call about this morning. If you missed any of the conversation from earlier this morning, you can check out the 3 Live Rewind. It will be up by 11 a.m. What you want to say about it?
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning.
I'm going to have something to say about what you was talking about earlier.
Yes.
Now, if you on the same vibe, which I mean is like, you know, not like drinking or whatever, you can go all night long.
What's all night?
Which I have to be on the same vibe.
But what's all night, though?
Like 12 midnight and 7, 8 a.m.
Like you mean like doing it, going to sleep, waking up, doing it, going to sleep, waking up, doing it, going to sleep. That's what you mean, right?
No, no sleep.
You mean just staying up and it's actual penetration for 6-7 hours?
Right. You might take a little break, a little 5 or 10 minute break, but you're not going to go to sleep. You're just going to go right back at it.
For 7 hours.
So you just
letting it. You letting him. Oh, so I see what you're doing. You just letting him put that little vine of sausage in there. He busts one. And you don't even care. You just let him put that little vine in there and just be hunching. I feel you. I know what you're saying, though, baby. As long as you're on the same vibe, yeah, I feel you. I've been there. That's how I know. I've been there.
Is that what you're talking about?
I don't want to know either.
She's talking about either. No, she's talking about for what?
You have not done that for what? 7 hours.
No.
You have not done that.
Yes.
Men's penises don't work like that.
They don't.
And I have one.
What?
I can speak for myself. I have done that.
Okay, I feel you. Okay.
Like, so what, yeah. y'all did like 20 different positions? Like, how do you go from 12 to 7?
Yours was an orgy.
No, what it is, you always have different ways. Like, you and your mate might not have done everything. So by y'all being on that type of level that night, y'all want to experience everything that night.
30 minutes, all I need. I can experience everything. In 30 minutes. Oh, God. In 30 minutes, I'm talking about like Princess Jasmine and Aladdin. The world.
I'm not buying it.
What, the set 12 to 7?
I'm not buying it. I'm just not.
It is so true, though.
What all y'all do then?
Yeah.
Detail it out, then. All y'all do from start to finish, from hour 1 to hour 7?
I don't want to speak on that. Like,
oh, now stuff you don't want to speak on. Bye, man. I'm not about to do this with y'all this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.